Band's latest release, Morpheus, The Beginning of Time, comes out in the U.S. in the next few weeks. Can you tell us a little bit more about the concept and ideas behind this excellent release?
Yeah, it's again based on the Finnish poetry, the Kalevala, which is about the old beliefs and old poetry, old mythological book. And this time the album is based on the central character who was supposed to be, or who was believed to be, sort of a shamanistic guy with a magical power. So this is, he's the main character in Kalevala, and he's really what this album tells about. And that's about the lyrical theme. Music-wise, I think there are a lot of elements what we've had in Tommy's period within the band, as well as there are some actually quite a lot of influence from the earlier Amorphis albums as well. So yeah.
And you know, in terms of the sound, like you're talking, there's influence of the earlier stuff, but you still have, you know, the more melodic, more even rock side of things. How do you guys balance it, and how do you come up with, you know, the amount of aggressiveness versus melody to not lose the newer listeners?
I don't know. It's just the same way how we used to write music. I think that haven't changed at all. We still write music in the same way. I think one thing is for sure that we never think about the vocals when we write music. You know, every song comes as an instrumental version, and later on we start to add lyrics, arrange vocals. So I think that's something would always be within our band. We always do music. We could actually release these old Amorphis albums and as instrumental albums, because they might work as well in that way. But I think that's one of the reasons. And still, while the music is what it is, sometimes it's more aggressive, sometimes it's more fragile, we still use the combination in vocals, the combination between clean vocals and growling vocals. So I think that's sort of a soup what creates our sound.
And have you guys considered, you know, dropping the more growls to, you know, be a little bit more, you could say, mainly mainstream accepted?
I don't know. We did a lot of albums before. I think the last albums we did with our ex-vocalist Pasi, those didn't include hardly at all any crawling vocals. But when Tommy joined the band, he, you know, he's really big fan of our early albums, and he definitely wanted to keep the thing going on, that the contrast between the crawling vocals and clean vocals. But yeah, you're right in that way. I think it definitely, some of the songs would be more easier to people to understand and to get it without the crawling vocals. But I think that's part of the band's history, and it's part of the band identity, so it's really hard to just drop it away and you know.
And in terms of, you know, your favorite parts, I mean, you guys have been doing music for over 20 years. How was the process? How do you compare it to, you know, recording and writing this album versus the past?
A lot of things have changed. Nowadays it's more easier to come up with songs. Every guy has, you know, little home studio, so it's easy to work with computer with the songs and arrange the parts already before you bring them to rehearsing place. And before it was I think the thing it used to be with every band, and you know, every guy brought some ideas, some riffs to rehearsing flat, and then you started to add them together and came out with really progressive songs. But you know, That has changed a lot. Same thing goes with the studio process. There's no more analog tapes where you have to record and you know, these days everyone records with the Pro Tools or Logic, and you can if you want, you can just cut and copy and copy paste the tracks, which is, I think, in a way, it's horrible. You know, you don't actually have to play at all. Just rehearse something, and your and the sound engineer will cut your records into little pieces and make them sound good. We try to avoid that. We try to avoid extra editing and try to keep the music as it is. But it's a huge change. But in the way how we come up with the songs, I think that's still the same process. I think the same influences, same elements in the air. So.
And you know, I mean, the band has this characteristic sound now. How much do you guys want to tweak with it, or you just wanted to keep going with what's basically working?
You know, since Tommy Crane came to the band, we've now done four albums. We used almost the same production team, and of course you hear a lot of comments that all these four albums sound really equal. But within our ears, we see a lot of differences between the albums. There's a lot of musical differences between the songs. But still, I think we have found sort of a formula, you know, how the band sounds. But I think it's quite obvious if you work with the same lineup with the same people, it's the end sound world is going to be very similar. During the 90s, we always had little changes between the album. Some members went and came in, so I think every member who's been involved with Amorphis has had a huge impact for the sound, and that's one of the reasons why our albums, the music really variated before. Yeah, but we try to, you know, we always try to search some new elements within our music and try to pick up some new little things just as well to keep the interest up for playing music.
So you mean like the female backing vocals that you had on the new album, for example?
Well, that was one of the last acts we did, and the idea came during the mixing process. We have this men core there, and we started to feel like, you know, it's too much men singing there, and we didn't want to end up to have a Manowar type of core, and it really needed some female vocals as well. So that was one of the last things we added there, just to have a slightly little feeling there, slightly different feeling there.
And in terms of, you know, the response, I mean, the media has gotten a hold of the album for a few weeks now, and how pleased are you guys with what people are saying about it?
Very happy. It's always a, you know, challenge. You never know how people will react to your album. It's, you do your best, and then you give it away, and it's people who judge the album and tell how they feel like. But it, so far it's been really nice response, and I hope it continues like that. So.
And 2010, that was the 20th year anniversary. You guys were pretty busy releasing the DVD and the compilation from the early songs with the new vocalist singing. Why did you guys decide to, you know, revamp all these older songs?
You know, our record label came out with an idea of a compilation, because we already did three albums with Tommy, and it was about to come up with a new compilation. We haven't released that many compilations in the past. Relapse Guys released one compilation, and I think that's about it. And we just wanted to do some extra thing, not just pick up songs from every album and put it out as a compilation. We want to do some little extra thing, and then we came out with an idea of doing a free recording with Tommy on vocals. So it's definitely not meant to replace any of the old albums. It's Magic and Mayhem is just it's updated from some of the old songs we do live nowadays with Tommy, and it's like an update to the sound world what we have today. So.
And how do you see the differences, for example, when you guys are playing live here in the States, people mainly want, you know, the older stuff versus in Europe that it's they probably want more of a mix of, you know, newer stuff and clean vocals versus, you know, here that people like the most, the death metal parts.
Yeah, it's funny. It's really funny how it variates. And the situation, for example, here in Finland, it's totally different than anywhere else. Usually when we go out, we play in metal festivals or clubs, basically metal shows, but in Finland, for summertime, we play in these major festivals, and the band's reputation now here in Finland, it's horrible to say, but it's quite commercial. So usually when we go to play on these major festivals, people request us to play the songs which they've heard on radio. When you go abroad, you have to think other ways about the set list. You play more aggressive, more older stuff, but it's good, you know. We have now 10 studio albums out, so we can really vary it, and these days, to see what we're going to play, we can play the set, you know, think about the set in what we're going to play. So that's great thing about, I think, touring. We never pick up any certain set list what we are going to play through. We always change the set a little bit.
And how is it, you know, the changes when you go, like you mentioned, in Finland from Superstar to outside of Finland where it's just a popular metal band?
Well, it's okay. You know, then we can put more growling vocals in. Now, we do play in a lot of metal festivals here in Finland as well, and on the club shows we really variate the songs. We play the sort of radio hits, if you can say, and then we play the more aggressive stuff. It's the funny reaction from people who came to see the more softer side of the band, and then you play some of the early death metal stuff there, and, you know, they shit in their pants.
And, you know, I mean, you guys last came here with the Silent Waters tour and pretty much skipped us for Skyforge. Are there any plans for the beginning of times to tour in the States again?
Yes, there is. I don't know. We had a plan to come over with Skyforge tour, but some way we started to work with a new album, and that's where all the time gone went. But definitely, yeah, we already had some plans. Early, I think January, February, we have already booked one show to LA, and probably we do a couple more there, then do a little tour there more. Then we booked ourselves to this 70 tons of metal, you know, this boat cruising. Yeah, so that's where we're going to be. Hopefully do more shows in the States at that time as well. And we try to arrange to do the little tour in South America at the same time. So, but the plan is definitely to come over.
And how was your guys' first experience in South America that came out fairly recently after all these years?
South America. It's crazy. It's the distances are really huge. We did little tour there with Children of Bodom around a year ago, and it was weird. We did first show in Argentina, and we had to flew there. First we flew to Germany, and from there to Argentina it was like 14 hours, something like this. And from there to Chile, it wasn't that long, but from there to Brazil, it was again around 10 hours. It's insane traveling around, you know. Usually when you talk about South America, I always get, not anymore, but I used to get the picture about Mexico. And when you go to South America, you just go to Mexico, but it's it's a little more wider part of the world.
And you know, I mean, after all these years and all these successes, what are the things that you've been the most proud of being with Amorphis?
Most proud? I don't know. I think at the moment I'm most proud that we've been together this long. I would have never believed that when we started the band that you know somebody would have said that you guys are still together after 20 years and doing all right. I wouldn't definitely believe. You know, when you started the band, you just work and everything was so new, and then everything came little by little. So suddenly, you know, we realized that we were together 10 years, and that was like already impossible idea, and now it's 20 years. And I don't know. Well, there are bands which have been together like 50 years, so it's okay.
And what do you think the key is to keep, you know, the band in perspective and everybody happy with each other? Treat it as a business relationship or more as a actual friendship?
I think it's the friendship and the great chemistry inside the band. We have really sort of a black humor inside the band, and we pick up each other's every time, and you know, it's just part of the thing. And I think with the humor, we survive with everything. And it's still nice to go out and play, and it's still same great feeling to start to work with the new album, with the new songs, and go to record them and see what comes out. That haven't changed at all. So, and as long as you keep yourself motivated, I think you can continue as long as you want.
So, I mean, yeah, I was asking basically that you guys tour a lot, so how do you guys manage to fit in, you know, writing songs and personal life in between?
I think pretty good. What we've learned is that we really don't need any creative breaks. We, you know, basically what it needs is that you just start to work with the new stuff, clear your mind, everything else, and that's what happened with this album. On the last European tour we did, we started to talk with inside the band that you know, some guys had already ideas for the new songs, and as soon as we got back home, we decided to go to try them at rehearsing place, and that's how it's really continued. And we started to work with new songs, and suddenly we had already 15, 16 new songs ready, and which we started to do demos and later on record. So, you know, we are too old to have any creative breaks. We have to work.
You know? So you guys don't need to go to the mountains in the middle of nowhere and, you know, there's things that some bands do.
No, that's lame. Those are just excuses, you know, excuses for laziness.
And I mean, after all that you guys have achieved, what are the next goals? What do you think it's next on the agenda for you guys to achieve?
I really don't have any high hopes. I wish that we can continue the thing going on as it is now. If it goes bigger, then it goes, but I'm totally happy with the situation we have at the moment. There are a lot of places we still would like to go. I think that's where my dreams are most like. I would definitely love to go to Australia and New Zealand. Those would be great countries to visit and to play shows. And I'm a little bit envied because I heard the Children of Bodom guys, they had a chance to do a show at Hawaii. So Hawaii would be nice.
And you know, I mean, the whole scene in Finland, there's tons of bands coming in and out. How is it between, you know, the bands itself in there? There's a lot of, you know, MVs and stuff, or it's a more of a community type of thing?
We get really good. I think there's no enviness between the bands. there is a lot of bands here, but I think every band is doing their own thing, their own stuff, and we have totally different kinds of bands. Like if you compare like us to Nightwish or Children of Bodom, or then we have this folk metal scene, which you have these bands like Finn Troll and Enziferum and Moon Sorrow. They are definitely doing their own thing. So I think every band is working with their own things, and we more usually try to, you know, encourage each other and try to bring another band on tours with us and so on, another Finnish band. So it's more like encourage other bands and support other Finnish bands than to backstab them.
And you know, for a country with so little people, yeah. What do you think it's metal flourished the way it's been doing in Finland for the last 15 years?
Last 15 years, I think, you know, the weird thing what happened here was, I think, when, I don't know if you know the Finnish band Lordi, they did some, it's the band with looks like a gore, and they have these masks. They won European Song Contest, Eurovision several years ago, and I think that was one of the highlights why metal suddenly came so popular here in Finland. You know, kids and grandmothers and everybody started to like metal music. It was really, really weird, and the same thing continues now. And I think one thing is that only bands which really got attention outside of Finland have been metal bands. There's no pop bands or rap artists from Finland that somebody would know. So I think that's one of the reasons why metal is quite respected these days here. But I remember the days when it wasn't, when the metal music was still music for rebels. And you definitely didn't have anything to do with the major festivals, or you're just playing shitty clubs for another metal freak. So I think all the rebel has gone with from metal music. That doesn't exist anymore, at least not here in Finland. So, well, you know, when your grandfather listens like Children of Bodom, what's the point?
Yeah, exactly. I would assume that. Yeah, the whole mysticism behind it kind of went out of the window.
Yeah.
And just to kind of wrap things up, are there like any other things that you want to say to the people in North America that are waiting for this release and waiting for you guys to come back?
Yeah, definitely. We are really waiting to do another nice, good North American tour for a long time. It's been a while since we've been in the States, so we're really looking forward. So I'm quite sure that, I don't know how big tour we will do, but definitely the plan is to come over January, February. So couple of shows we already booked, the 70 Tons of Metal and one show in LA, and I hope people will like the album.